right. It is 9:30, so we will begin today's proceedings. I believe everyone in the room is town staff, yes? Okay. I will then dispense with my usual introductory remarks in case anybody, unless anybody wants to hear them. No, I didn't think so. Okay. In that case, then, Madam Clerk, will you please swear David in and anyone else who is going to testify?
Will you please stand and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you very much. I have reviewed the April 28th, 2025 minutes, and I'm going to approve those. We will move straight into the old business. Case number 2025-511. Property owner is Charles Doyle, and the property is 57 Daggett Cove Drive. Town, please take it away.
Good morning, Your Honor. Dave Hooker, co-compliance manager for the town. I'll be presenting the cases on the agenda for today. Case number 2025-511, Charles Doyle at 57 Daggett Cove Drive. Alleged violations were the International Property Maintenance Code, Section 304.1, General. Section 304.7, roofs and drainage. The synopsis of the case was property maintenance issues involving roof membrane, including the shingles. This case was presented to you on April 28th of 2025, and at that time the owner was found in violations of the cited sections of code. The magistrate granted until May 16th to have the roof repaired or brought back to today's hearing date. There is a $250 administrative fee associated with this case. And on May 2nd, staff confirmed that the shingles have been repaired on the roof, so the property is in compliance. So at this point, staff is asking for an order of compliance, reiterate the $250 administrative fee that still needs to be paid, and we can dismiss case once the administrative fee has been paid.
All right. Any further?
Unless you have questions, go ahead.
Okay. Have any additional costs been incurred, or is it just the $250 that was assessed previously?
Just to include in the order that the $250 is still outstanding.
Okay. Yes, then I am going to enter that order. I suppose one final question here. How was the notice provided of today's hearing?
Via the order that was signed by the magistrate was given to the property owner. It was mailed via first-class mail in accordance with 162.
Okay. All right. Yes, then I will enter that order of compliance and reiterate that the $250 in administrative costs is still due from the respondent. And moving on to the second case on the agenda, that is case number 2025-541. Property owner is Mountain View Enterprises, LLC, David Baker and Lorna Baker, and the property is 4339 South Atlantic Avenue. Town, please take it away.
Yes, thank you. Case number 2025-541, Mountain View Enterprises, LLC, in care of David and Lorna Baker at 4339 South Atlantic Avenue. Alleged violations are the Florida Building Code, Section 105.1, as required. Section 105.4.1, permit intent. General synopsis was work performed without the valid permit and or conditions. Again, this case was presented to the magistrate on April 28th, and at that point, the magistrate found the owners in violations of the cited sections of code, also installed the $250 administrative fee. Owners had until May 16th to secure the building permit, which the ownership did secure that permit on May 15th. So at this point, the property is in compliance with the cited sections of code, with the $250 admin fee still due. The repairs will be made now since the permit has been picked up and issued. So we believe that that violation will resolve itself.
You said you believe that the violation will resolve itself?
Well, the violation was for the work without the permit. And I have a photograph for you here. If you remember, the fence was constructed not to code. So what the permit will do, he had to modify the permit. So now the section closest to this red line back toward the beach, which is towards you, all that will have to be 4 feet. And that's what that permit allows now, is for that 4 foot section.
Okay, and
I think I can clarify where what you were trying to say, Dave. So I think what you were expressing, the violation that we brought was for the work without permit.
Correct.
I think your point that the violation will be corrected once again is the violation that we haven't gotten to yet, which was the violation regarding the fence. So this this compliance will ultimately get the non-compliance that we haven't gotten to yet taken care of before we have to bring it here.
Correct. Correct.
That makes a lot of sense to me. So we are still, just to clarify and make sure that I'm understanding all the facts here, the work without a permit aspect is still ongoing, right? The permit has not been picked up?
No, it's been picked up now, yes.
It has been picked up.
Correct.
And I believe the town is asking for, like the previous case, asking for a notice of compliance and just to remind that the $250 administrative fee is outstanding. Is that correct, Dave?
Yes.
So it's like the prior case, just an order of compliance we're looking for.
Okay, perfect.
Has complied with what you've asked them to do so far.
Since the agenda memo was?
Yes.
Okay, all right, just want to make sure. Okay, then I will enter that order of compliance.
Yes, I believe the respondent is here.
Oh, all right.
He's the neighbor. He's not the respondent.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there any
sir, you have to be sworn in, please.
I need to swear you in, and then I have you. You can stand right there. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, and if you would, please state your name and address for the record.
Steve Taylor, 4338 South Atlantic Avenue, Ponce Inlet. I have a question regarding the homeowner being compliant. They're pretty far from compliant. Because this has been going on for months. What my question is if they're required now to comply with what they should have done in the first place, is there a timeline for them to do this? What the main thing is, it's an investment group or company that bought the property recently within the last couple of years, and it seems like they know how to get around complying with whatever they have to comply with, and they put a big gaudy fence up. What my question is there a timeline for them to do what they should have done in the first place?
Well, what is before me here today is the question of whether or not the property owner obtained the correct permit. I understand that there is sort of a longer process that the town may be looking at here because the fence is not in compliance or doesn't appear to be in compliance with the scope of that permit. So this is sort of the first stage of what is going to happen with this code compliance with respect to this property. And I think that's the most information that I have and can give you right now.
Okay. Everybody at the ballpark knows that you don't do any work in Ponce Inlet without a permit. They went ahead and did that without. They did whatever they did without a permit.
I understand, sir.
I realize it cannot be done, but it seems like they should have been required to take it down the next day. I understand. Well, I really don't understand why they can't be that way, but for them just to kick the can down the street and not have a timeline. I mean, 30 days. 60 days? There's no timeline for them to correct the wrong that they did?
The case that was brought by the town was work without permits. And so what the magistrate ordered was that they obtain permits to fix the work, and that's what they've done. So we can't ask for more than what the case was focused on.
Mr. Taylor, we're almost done with the meeting. If you'd just like to hang out, I can explain it to you and give you all the answers you're looking for.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I will enter this order of compliance here, and I understand that this matter will potentially be brought back again in the future. And moving on to the next matter on the agenda. Case number 2025-572, Arnaldo Larrazabal and Denise Cardi. Property is at 122 Old Carriage Road.
Thank you. Case number 2025-572, Arnaldo Larrazabal and Denise Cardi at 122 Old Carriage Road. Alleged violations of the Florida Building Code, section 105.1, as required. Synopsis, work being performed requiring valid permits. Again, this case came before the magistrate on April 28th of 2025 and was found in violations of the cited sections of town code. The owner is required to pay a $250 administrative fee and was required by the magistrate to obtain the required building permits on or before May 16th of 2025. Just a photograph. This is the work that was being performed. The owner has submitted the application, which was on May 13th. The application is currently being reviewed. It's in the review process. And I would like to continue this until the June 23rd hearing date, which is our next scheduled date, for further adjudication if the permit is not secured, paid for and picked up by the 23rd.
So just asking for a continuance of this case.
That's correct.
Okay. And with respect to the matter of the fines, would you like my order to include anything about a daily fine?
They submitted prior to the 16th. So as long as the permit is issued based on that permit application submitted prior to the date you ordered them to obtain permit by. Because it's in staff review, that's why we're asking for the continuance. We want to see how that review plays out before we take the case any further. So we could see it next month, and it could go either way. If there are comments that come back and those comments aren't addressed, we might come back to you and ask you for fines back to May 16th. But by the same token, if the permit is issued, they pay for it, pick it up, we'll come back for you next month and do the same thing we did the other two and say everything's good. So if you feel it appropriate to make reference that there's still potential for fines, that's fine, but we're not asking for anything specific as to fines right now. We're just looking to kick the can into next month.
All right, understood. Thank you for that clarification. So the town's position essentially is that no fines are accruing currently because the permit is under review and remains to be seen.
We're abating that to see what happens with the staff review, because if they submitted an application that's insufficient and they don't promptly address the comments they get back from staff, we may very well come back and ask you for those fines. Until we're through staff review, we just don't know yet where we are. Is that fair, Dave?
Yes.
Okay, understood. And the notice was provided via first class mail in the initial order that was entered?
Yes.
All right. Then yes, I'm going to enter that order.
Thank you.
And that is all that was on the agenda here today. Does anyone have any comments or anything they would like to say before we conclude the meeting?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.